And I cannot believe with my lisp that I actually said that and got away with it. So we're going to have different members of the SSR team from the ICANN staff kind of in and out. They all have varying degrees of experience in different aspects of security, but they're all generalists as well that can answer any of your questions. So Steve, I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor first, Steve Conte, which some of you may know from ISOC fame, but before ISOC, he was ICANN, and he just came back home. So welcome back.
Thanks. I'd like to call it MyCANN, please. I don't have any of my other team here. They've left me here to hang, which is why I brought beer for myself. John, I think you guys saw John Crane speak on the newcomer session, correct? So I don't want to go over too much about, what SSR does. I will slightly recap it, but then I kind of want to open it up and have some dialogue on what's important to you guys with as far as security, stability. See, I can't say it, and I work in the department. And resiliency, no, I mess it up all the time, means to you. So we look at it from a perspective of the, I'm going to call it the SSR because I can say that much quicker and easier. We look at the SSR as it relates to the internet as a whole, on the domain name system, on unique IP addressing, and things like that. We're not necessarily concerned, professionally concerned about, you know, spam and things like that. Obviously, we're personally concerned with it because I get as much spam as you guys and hate it just as much. But it doesn't really affect the stability or the resiliency of the internet as a whole. So we look at things from perspective of, you know, how do we keep a unified and unique DNS in the world and how not to fragment that, because a fragmented DNS could damage the stability of the internet because people, what you expect to go to a website in one internet, if it's a fragmented domain name system, you actually might be going to a different website or a different host. So we look for things like that. John probably mentioned our work with law enforcement and with public safety services. We help investigate malware. We work with law enforcement around the world to help them understand what DNS does and the tools that they can use to help build their case against bad guys who are doing things and are abusing the DNS to do bad things via malware or botnets or malicious registrations, things like that. We are by no means internet cops. John might say otherwise, but we're not. We don't personally initiate any kind of search. We assist when we're asked to assist. And so, especially working with law enforcement and political agencies, we want to be very clear that we are there to assist them, to help them understand what the DNS is or what unique identifiers are and how, what tools they can do to build the case. Just like if they were, you know, a cop on the street and they're walking the case and somebody steals a car, they need to build that case so before it gets to a judge, they have the proper things that they could put that bad guy away. So we do the same thing with them as far as helping them understand what the digital landscape looks like and how they can help build cases to get those bad guys put away. We do training. I've met Naveed here through various training. We train on DNS. We train, like I just said, with the local law enforcement or regional law enforcement. We train DNSSEC, and we go all over the world. We do all kinds of training for mostly for ccTLDs that are in emerging regions, and to help build that skill set up locally. But we'll help, you know, if there's a need and we can get out there, we like to get out there and help. I don't know really what to say, so I want to open it up and let you guys talk to me and see if there's anything that I wasn't clear on or John wasn't clear on, or now that you've been at an ICANN meeting for the first week, what does, you know, XYZ mean or whatever? And kind of want to keep it as a conversation today. And I'm going to take a sip of beer while you're doing that. Naveed.
So, Naveed from Pakistan. I have a question from the deployment of, specifically from DNSSEC perspective, because people would, I mean, I see that still ISPs are reluctant to have that. I mean, domains are not signed as, I mean, there's recently a statistics about how many domains are signed and all that. So, but I mean, people would say, like, how many attacks are there in past 20 years on DNSSEC that would, force them to use or adopt to DNSSEC? I mean, this is similar, not exactly same to saying that, planes are can get crashed, so let's have parachute on board for each passenger, but planes don't get crashed each day. So, what's your take on that? I mean, how to handle people who would come out with such questions? I mean, they have a point in that. Thank you.
That's an interesting question. So DNSSEC is, I think, misnamed, first of all. It's not DNS security as much as it is DNS authentication. So when you're using DNSSEC, you're not really encrypting a packet or encrypting the conversation between the two DNS servers. You're authenticating that the question you asked to the host came, and the answer comes back, was actually from that host. So because of that, it's been very difficult to get DNSSEC into the marketplace because there's really no value and no return. Oh, our DNSSEC person is here. There's been very little value and return to the implementer to put in DNSSEC because, you know, how can they charge the customer back? They really can't. There's nothing to charge them back for because all it's doing is authenticating that the answer came from the host that you thought it came from or that it should be coming from. So even though we have DNSSEC, and Rick, I'm going to let you jump in after I miss-say everything, you can correct me. The more DNSSEC we have, the better it is. But it's not really going to be better until we have applications that are aware of DNSSEC out there. So when your browser is aware of DNSSEC and utilizes it and looks for the special DNSSEC flags and tells you as the user, don't go there, that's not authenticated, or hey, it's not authenticated, it's your choice whether or not to go there, then it starts to kick in and become more valuable to the end user.
Naveed again. So the point is, I mean, how vulnerable the current DNS structure is to have such attacks. I mean, how often they occur. I mean, we don't have stats that support this argument that, okay, yeah, I mean, every half of the DNS are not secure, so let's go for it, or even 10%, so we don't have that. I mean, this is something that is, not allowing people to come and adopt DNSSEC. So something has to be done on this part.
I agree with you. And I'm going to introduce Rick Lamb here in a second, which I actually just introduced. Rick Lamb, everybody. It's twofold because the way I look at DNSSEC deployment and implementation is, how can I get my mom to sign a zone without having her really understand what that means? And so that's really what the level I think that we need to be at is that when you register a domain and DNSSEC is just kind of part of it, and you say, okay, I'm going to generate a key, type in a passphrase, blah, 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 and now my mom has a signed zone. When my mom has a signed zone, Rick's done his job. Yeah, I know, you got a ways to go. Anyway, Rick is on our team. He is our DNSSEC expert. I didn't want to say that too fast because that would get weird. But he could maybe address your questions a little bit better than I could.
All right, thank you. Go ahead and ask me questions. I'm sure Steve did a pretty good job covering this stuff. I mean, one thing I'd like to say, if he's covered it, just raise your hand. I mean, to me, DNSSEC is not just signing the zones. He already talked about that. Oh, you have a question. Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. Go ahead.
No, wait. Please, somebody else in the queue first. So,
Okay, yeah, Naveed, you said, I think your question was how, you know, so without some statistics, we don't know where we are, right?
The point is, we need to convince people how vulnerable DNS, current DNS without security is. I mean, and that doesn't seem to be that vulnerable. I mean, attacks don't happen that often. To banks, we have banking system going on. We have all financial system, e-government, all e-things going on. So we need to come up with something to convince people to adopt to that. So that's my point.
You're absolutely right, Naveed. I mean, he's actually, you know Naveed, he's a professor and he knows this stuff very well. That is a perfect point. So you're thinking, where's the stick, right? That we can smack over people and say, this is why you need DNSSEC. Unfortunately, it's a chicken and egg kind of problem, right? So it's very hard to convince people it has any value unless DNSSEC has a certain amount of critical mass deployed. Exactly as Steve said, until his mom has got DNSSEC deployed. Actually, more importantly, your mom's bank's website has DNSSEC deployed. Until that happens, there's not a lot of value. The flip side of that, the good news is that, you know, because of efforts like Google, about 25% of the end users in the world sit behind something that actually does the validation, does DNSSEC. So the only part of the picture that we really are missing at this point is the people who have the websites. They need to deploy DNSSEC. Once they do it, we're there. So for me, it's this big pond of pressure that's building and building and building. Many TLDs have DNSSEC deployed. DNSSEC's deployed at the root. We have these resolvers. Maybe hopefully you've learned what that is this week. But you know the resolvers, the things that actually look names up for you. That's doing validation. Like I said, about 25% of the people are sitting behind this. But there's nothing to look at. I mean, none of the websites are doing this. So I think to answer your question, what we need, one thing is to show the benefits of having DNSSEC versus not. And you know, I'd call that fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It's a term that people use, FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Great way to sell DNSSEC by saying, here's what happens if you don't have it. And there are a couple sites that do this. I should send those links out that show, here's what happens if you don't do DNSSEC. But for the most part, because so few websites have this, there's no notice. So, but for me, the biggest thing here is that it's great that DNSSEC is not deployed. Okay, we have now a chance to not only learn, make mistakes. We were very lucky that the gentleman from .ke from Kenya, they had a problem, you know, a few weeks ago, and he didn't want to, you know, tell everyone about the world about how, you know, he screwed up. But this is very valuable. Okay, this is very valuable information. We convinced him that we want to know what you've learned as we're getting DNSSEC deployed. So that's the first thing. Okay, is that by it not being fully deployed everywhere, we have a chance to actually make everything work well. But the most important aspect is this is an opportunity for any entrepreneurs in this space. This is one of those things where it's happening. It's DNSSEC is a nascent technology, as they say. It's pregnant. It's ready to go, right? If you're a business person or you see some opportunities, you know, you see that this is happening, you can start developing those ideas now. I don't know, file patents, do whatever you do, right? Come up with the new ideas that are going to be based on this. In the US, we have our electric grid, our power grid. There's a whole effort on the various companies in the US that are manage the power grid, saying we're going to use DNSSEC to distribute configuration information to your little meters, to electric meters, to everything. I mean, personally, you know, it's kind of scary. I mean, you know, the internet, power. Oh my God! You know, just think if you know something could really blow up here, right? But nonetheless, I mean, there are a lot of efforts like that going on behind the scenes, and to me, this is an opportunity to strike. You know, and actually do pretty well. And every time I give the training courses in different countries, you know, I mean, my biggest thing is, you know, I live in Silicon Valley or near Silicon Valley, and I get sick and tired of seeing the next thing always coming out of there. Come on. It doesn't have to come out from there. It could come from anywhere, right? And I just, please, something from somewhere else, all right? Because I get tired of seeing the same guys doing this. So anyway, ICD-NSSEC is one of those things where not everyone in the world is completely on board on this thing, but because we have governments and we have this momentum happening, at some point, it'll just be there. And if you're there at the same time, that's a great, great opportunity. I don't know, any more questions? Him, right? Him. He was first. Yeah. Oh, he was first. Okay.
Hello, everyone. Voy a hablar en español.
I'm going to speak Spanish. Can you hear me? Testing. I'm going to tell you about my experience with Venezuela. I'm Encel Sanchez from Venezuela. In Venezuela, we had the support of LikeLit to create training sessions on concepts and structures for the deployment of RPKI, and also workshops at the IPv6 level so as to facilitate adopting this protocol in our country. It's been quite useful. It's been coordinated with the government sector to create these skills, and also with institutions within the internet ecosystem in our country. My question is, how can I can contribute to this? It would be very useful, maybe, to create those training skills or training sessions within sectors that maybe do not have such an influence as the government sector and the academia to which I belong. It's so necessary at the universities. That's my question or my doubt.
The question. That is a perfect question, because in fact, that is what our team does a lot of. We provide free training, particularly in DNS and DNSSEC. All you really need to do is ask. And when I say ask, send one of us an email, okay? I mean, literally. We would like to see at least maybe 16 people in the room to make it worthwhile. And I'll make sure, we'll try to arrange to send someone that's not, a stupid American. I mean, someone maybe they could speak Spanish would be more effective. And so just ask. We love doing this. And maybe as you can hear from my voice here, it's not just about DNS and DNSSEC. When we have these trainings, and I get all emotional about this, so careful, I apologize, but you get this group of people in a room, right? And you get to know each other. So the different people from the industry in your particular area or city or region, they get to know each other. So those relationships can just last forever sometimes. And that's the value. Forget about, the technology is good, and we show you how to do it hands-on. This is all hands-on. At the end, you know how to do stuff. I even give people like smart cards and equipment, whatever, right? But it's those relationships in the end that I think is, wow, just did something good. I don't know. Does that answer your question? Good, jump in, please.
And so just to add to that, to absolutely talk to any of our team, but a better way to get the word out in the region is to talk to our regional managers. We have Rodrigo here, we have Albert here. Those are the people that we like you to go to when you have a request for training, because that way they can coordinate the regional activities beyond the scope of just the university. They can try to bring more people in, and it greater justifies our ability to get down into that region or into that city and do training. So I agree with Rick, but please make the first path to our regional representatives. Just one second, please. Actually, I think we have a queue, unless this is a direct follow-up. Is this directly to this? Please then, go ahead.
Soy Isaías Mercado.
I am Isaiah Mercado from the Dominican Republic. I am a fellow with the Internet Society. I'm not asking about the NSSEC, but something else. So you will excuse me.
Related to the training, or do you have a new question? Nuevo question? Did you say question?
Yeah, it's related to, you know, it's related to some session I went today about.
Okay, then we have a cue. And I'm sorry, I'm going to let you hold on to the cue. The other thing, as far as training goes, I think we had, yeah, here, and here is where we're going right now. We have online training. If I'm sure someone has talked to you guys about learn.icann.org. We are looking to contribute to that as well. It's not, you know, it will never